Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer, Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
All right, I want to tie these really interesting things together. I hope I can do this in a way that will lead us to understand why you are, in fact, very special in the sight of God. Very special. And to get there, we're going to start by looking at Facebook. There was a conspiracy months back. Actually, this conspiracy has been around for some time, that Facebook will secretively, covertly listen to your conversations and then hear what you're doing and give you ads based on what you hear, even when you're when you don't think it's listening. And there was a famous couple, I think it was in October of 2017, that made a video. Actually, they did a little experiment where they talked about cat food. They don't have cats. They've never talked about cat food, but they started talking about cat food over and over and over for a few weeks. And the idea was, if Facebook is listening, they're now going to start seeing advertisements for cat food. Even though they didn't text about it, they didn't talk about it over the phone, they didn't email each other about it. And wouldn't you know it, a few weeks later, they're claiming that advertisements for cat food started. And that started, or at least that contributed big time to this conspiracy theory that Facebook is listening to your phone. Noah's looking at me like, it's not a conspiracy, it's true. It's true. And that's why he's wearing his aluminum foil hat today. No, actually, this has been widely debunked. In fact, if you know anything about phone architecture, you know that this is just clearly modern OSs today on your phones. You can even very easily disable very quickly that capacity for apps to listen at all. Noah's yelling at me. Fake news, he's saying. He's like, let's get this guy off the air. They are listening. I just got an ad for cat food right here. He's showing it to me. No, the fact is that let me couch this because I'm trying to claim some superiority and as if I know this. I think it's unlikely that Facebook's doing that. The director for ads of Facebook came out and denied it. Mark Zuckerberg himself came out and denied it. Everybody's denying it. And guess what? There's a much simpler explanation. Now, with that video set aside, because I honestly don't know if that video is even legitimate. First of all, let's realize here, just because two people said it's true and put up a YouTube video on it doesn't mean it actually happened in the way that they're describing. Anyway, the veracity of that video is not the point here. Instead, it's to look at something else. Facebook already has enough information on you. Facebook has so much information about you, they don't need your conversations. You're already posting your whole life there. And you might not post cat food, but you post everything else. You post your political views, and you post your ecclesiological views, and you post your food taste views. I mean, you post all kinds of stuff on social media. They already have lots and lots and lots of information. In fact, enough to feed you advertisements and to generate revenue for them. Or in the area of billions of dollars, right? They're able to support themselves because they have lots of information on you. Now, there's an interesting aspect of this that a particular author on The Guardian was pointing out. That the fact that they have so much information on you already is also one way that they can show how similar you are to other people. In fact, as this author was trying to say, you're not very special. You're really not that special because you share a lot of tastes that other people have and you share a lot of commonality with other people. And although you think that you're either have it really bad or have it really good or suffer a lot or never suffer at all, in fact, you're about average. And the reason I can say that, statistically speaking, is that when you average out the whole population of the listeners of St. Joseph's Workshop, the average people are, do you see what I'm saying, James? Are you following? Are you picking up what I'm laying down? I can see the light bulb going on James' head. Noah is kind of, oh, well, that's true. Oh, that's a really good point, actually, that James makes. We have higher than average listeners. The sanctity of our listeners far exceeds the average of the general population, which is very true. And the intelligence as well. I bring that down a little bit, but James and Noah compensate and bring it back up, so don't worry. the point is, I'm saying, is that this author was trying to claim on The Guardian. He published an article last Friday, and he was essentially saying, you're not that special. Facebook can feed advertisements to you, no problem. So can Google, so can Apple, so can you name it. All of that got me thinking that actually you are so much more special than just the many different statistics that companies give about you. You are so much more special than just the data that is collected about you. And while on average, people might like a certain type of food more, and on average, people have a certain idea of what happiness is about, and on average, people's feelings about sports might lean one way or the other, in the sight of God, you are so unique and so special. In the sight of God, there is nobody else like you, and nobody before you and nobody after you that will ever be who you are. I mean, genetically, this is easy to demonstrate, right? The likelihood that just genetically you would be exactly the same as somebody else, unless you're an identical twin, I guess, right, is so low. But then you look at all of the different all of the identical twins that I know and how different those individuals are, because we are not just our DNA. We're not just our genetics. We are also the infusion of the soul that God has given to us. We are the culmination of our life experiences. We are beloved sons and daughters of God in heaven, made unique in his image and likeness. You, on the one hand, are average when it comes to the world. Forgive me for saying so. I'm not saying that as a put down, right? I'm just saying that statistically, your tastes and your accomplishments are about average on the whole. But in the sight of God, you are not average at all. In fact, you are so special. You are so special that the Father would have sent his Son just to die for you. That the Father cares so much for you, loves you so much, that his only begotten Son would have come to the earth, been born, lived here for 30 years, given his life completely, and risen from the dead, and ascended into heaven just for you. That's how special you are. I think we live in a world where we compare ourselves to other people so much. The same platforms where we're concerned about people listening to us or people feeding us advertisements and using our data, it's the same platform we use to compare ourselves to each other. And it's sad because by comparing ourselves to each other, we then imagine that we're nothing special, that in fact we're probably below average, that in fact we're probably not as beautiful as our friends, that I'm probably not as smart as other people. We start to look at ourselves so negatively and put ourselves down. And it's all because we're listening to the world. It's all because we're comparing ourselves to other people rather than comparing ourselves to Jesus. When you compare yourself to Jesus, things can look a lot grimmer because you're not nearly as holy as Jesus. You're not nearly as obedient as Jesus. You're not nearly as virtuous as Jesus, of course. But on the other hand, things look so much more hopeful. Because when you compare yourself to Jesus, you see that he's loved by the Father, and in him, you are loved by the Father as well. It's just as plain and simple as that, that by Jesus taking on flesh and becoming like you and me, now he has given us access to the Father, a Father who loves us, who sees us always through the wounds of his Son, Jesus, and who recognizes how special, how unique we are. And we say that not to be proud. We say it not to imagine that somehow we're people should then honor us and adore us and look upon us as people to be lifted up. No, we say it because it's true. And we say it with humility, but we say it with a great understanding of this is reality. This is the truth that God made you in his image and likeness, unlike anybody else. And because of that, Only you can fulfill the role that God has given to you. Only you can fulfill what he desires you to do and the mission that he wants accomplished on the earth in your lifetime is up to you. And here's where it gets very difficult, right? As special, as unique as each of us is, there is a lot riding on your yes to the Lord. There is a lot riding on your obedience to the Father. Just as all of creation held its breath when our Blessed Mother was asked to be the mother of the Messiah, just as all of creation paused and took a moment waiting, hoping beyond hope that our Blessed Mother would say yes to the coming of Jesus, in a smaller way, the same thing is happening with each of our yeses. Your guardian angel is looking down upon you. Your friends in heaven, the saints, and the angels are looking at you when you are faced with virtue or vice, when you are faced with sin or cooperation with God's grace, when you're faced with those fundamental decisions in your life. Creation pauses almost for a moment, right? Hoping that you make the right decision. Your children are hoping for it. Your grandchildren are hoping for it. The people that are going to be affected by you in your life need your example. Right? They need your holiness in the world. So while you are very special and while you are very unique, it also comes with the responsibility of being faithful to your mission, recognizing what God has in store for you, his plan for you and for your salvation, and then cooperating with that. So cooperate with God's grace. Recognize how much he loves you. And don't shy away from the great challenges, the great mission that he has placed before you. I'll be right back.